At the end of the last legislative session, Governor Brian Sandoval passed a $1 billion tax package, the biggest tax hike in state history, to fund sweeping education reforms, but with one noticeably absent component.
The problem is the pieces of legislation that he passed that will increase various different taxes in various different places, none of that money is earmarked to facilities.
That's Marsha Burke Bigler, chair of the Washoe County Commission. She also serves on the Public Schools Overcrowding and Repair Needs Committee.
So it's a committee that's made up of a cross-section of business people and elected people and school district people who are interested in seeing what we can do to assure that we do something about the aging school facilities that we have here in Washoe County.
That committee was born out of the last legislative session in addition to a bill that allows the district to issue a rollover bond on the property taxes it receives, generating about $35 million a year over the next decade. Lindsay Anderson is the school district's government affairs director.
I think really the biggest challenge is that a lot of our legislators, with few exceptions, you know, don't get to spend every day in our schools. So it's hard to stay connected to what the issues are on a day-to-day basis in the classroom.
The rollover bond will help, she says, but still falls about $68 million short of what the district is looking for to both repair old schools and build new ones. That's why the overcrowding committee was created to decide on a ballot question to raise extra funds for capital needs. State Representative Teresa Benitez Thompson explains.
Last session, the legislature approved dollars for what is happening inside the classrooms, programs inside of the classrooms. This is the other side of the coin where we have to give time, attention, and resources to building our capacity and building new schools.
But similar efforts to rouse voters have not been successful. In 2008, a referendum to raise sales taxes failed, as did another effort in 2013 when the Washoe County Commission controversially shut down a legislative bill called AB 46 that would have raised property and sales taxes. State Senator Ben Kiekeffer says Washoe County is in a pivotal moment.
The dynamic between operational funding for the school district and capital funding for the school district is something that most people do not understand. It's going to be one of the responsibilities of the district and those advocating for this ballot question to find a way to explain that to people in a way that rings true.
But the school district's biggest obstacle to funding may be its board of trustees. The school board has made a series of public missteps this year, violating open meeting laws and approving a contentious $300,000 contract for Superintendent Tracy Davis, which included generous back pay and other perks. At the board's most recent meeting this week, residents like Mickey Lufkin continued to express disappointment with the board's leadership, in particular outspoken trustee Howard Rosenberg.
And I intend to recall you, especially you, Howard, who have embarrassed us for the last time, and we have got to take this school district back for the sake of our kids.
The district has fired back at critics by claiming Davis's contract will, in fact, save money. But many, including Washoe Commission Chair Marsha Burke Bigler, think the optics are bad at a time when the school district is in dire need of money.
They don't seem to be in touch with the concerns and feelings of the citizens. And that is a grave concern to a lot of people, I think, who sit on this committee.
The school district's Lindsay Anderson says she's not sure if a ballot measure is the best way to go about getting funding for schools, but she wants the public to understand just how critical their support is.
You know, we have a lot of really exciting education reforms going on the academic side of trying to get more resources to our most vulnerable students. And I think the big threat to that is making sure that the buildings that they're in, you know, can accommodate all the great teaching that's going on in those buildings.
The overcrowding committee will meet again next week. They're still in the beginning phases of crafting a potential ballot question. But Burke Bigler says the real question they face is how to sell it to the public. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.